Talk Talk English Stage 4 CD Section 1 Ever Never Weekend Listen to the dialogue.
Do you ever go to the cinema on weekends, Anna?
Yes, I go to the cinema on weekends. Do you ever go to school on Sundays?
No, I never go to school on Saturdays or Sundays.
Adverbs of frequency. Always. Often. Sometimes. Hardly ever. Never. Listen to the dialogue.
Do you ever play basketball, Anna?
No, I never play basketball, but I sometimes play table tennis with my friends. Do you ever play table tennis, Pete?
No, I hardly ever play sport, but I often walk to school.
Late. On time. Every weekday. Listen to the dialogue.
Do you go to school every weekday, Anna?
Yes, I have school from Monday to Friday.
Are you ever late for school?
No, I'm never late. I'm always on time.
You're a good student. I'm late every day.
How often? Once. Twice. Three times. How many times? Send. Email. Text message. Listen to the dialogue.
How often do you send emails, Pete?
I send emails once or twice a day. How many times a day do you send text messages to your friends?
I send text messages 3 or 4 times a day.
Listen and repeat. I go. You go. He goes. She goes. It goes. We go. They go. I work. You work. He works. She works. It works. We work. They work. Go ice skating. Go skiing. Listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Pete, do you ever go ice skating in winter?
No, I never go ice skating, but I like to go skiing in the mountains.
Do you go skiing every winter?
Yes, I go skiing with my parents every winter. Do you ever go skiing, Anna?
No, I never go skiing because I can't ski.
The most. The least. Listen to the dialogue.
Who works the most in your family, Anna?
I think my dad works the most. Who cooks the most in your family?
My mom cooks the most. But I sometimes cook on weekends.
Who cooks the least?
My dad cooks the least. He never cooks.
Review. Answer these questions. Do you ever go to the cinema on Saturdays? Do you study English every day? How often do you go shopping? How many times a day do you drink tea? Who cooks the most in your family? Who speaks English the least in your family? Dictation 1. Do you ever come here on Monday? Yes, I always come here on Monday. Do you ever go to the supermarket on weekends? No, I never go to the supermarket on weekends. How often do you go to the cinema? I go to the cinema twice a month. How often do you eat vegetables? I eat vegetables every day. Section 2. Weather. Warm. Cool. Cloudy. Windy. Rainy. Sunny. Rain. Snow. At the moment. Now. Now, listen to the dialogue. Danny is talking on the phone to his friend Bill in Australia.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Danny. How is America?
It's okay, but it's really cold. It's snowing at the moment and it's windy. What's the weather like there?
It's warm and sunny today.
What was the weather like yesterday?
It was cloudy, windy and rainy yesterday. Hate. Love. Remember, you can use gerunds or infinitives with hate, love, and prefer. Listen to the dialogue. So, what do you like doing when it snows, Danny?
I like to walk in the snow, but I hate walking in the rain.
And what do you like doing when it's sunny?
I like to play football when it's sunny. Do you like playing sport when it's sunny, Bill?
No, I hate playing sport when it's sunny. I don't like being hot.
Enjoy. Wait in line. Boring. Interesting. Remember, enjoy is only used with gerunds, not infinitives. Listen to the dialogue.
What do you enjoy doing, Anna?
I enjoy watching movies and reading books. What about you, Pete?
I enjoy watching movies, but I don't like reading books.
Why don't you like reading books?
Because I think reading books is boring.
Easy. Difficult. Other. Also. Listen to the dialogue.
Do you think learning English is easy?
No, I don't. I think learning English is difficult. Do you think learning English is more difficult than learning Chinese?
Yes, I think learning English is more difficult than learning Chinese.
I don't. I think learning English is easier than learning Chinese.
Want. Need. Pub. Tonight. Early. Too bad. Listen to the dialogue. Hey, Danny, do you want to go to the pub with me tonight?
I want to go to the pub with you, but I can't.
Why not?
Because I need to get up early tomorrow morning.
That's too bad. Review. Answer the questions. Is it warm today? Was it cool last night? What do you like doing when it's sunny? What do you hate doing when it's rainy? Do you think waiting in line is boring? What do you think is interesting?
Dictation 2. What's the weather like at the moment? It's raining and it's cold. What is the weather usually like in summer? It's usually hot in summer. It's windy in spring. It snows every winter in this country. I hate shopping when it's rainy. I love going to the countryside when it's hot and sunny. She hates to play sports when it's hot. Section 3. The past simple of eat is ate. Listen and repeat. Positive. I ate. You ate. He ate. She ate. It ate. We ate. They ate. Negative. I didn't eat. You didn't eat. He didn't eat. She didn't eat. It didn't eat. We didn't eat. They didn't eat. Question. Did I eat? Did you eat? Did he eat? Did she eat? Did it eat? Did we eat? Did they eat? The past simple of get is got. The past simple of go is went. Got up, went to bed. Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Pete. I'm tired and hungry.
Why?
Because I went to bed at 12 o'clock last night and I didn't eat any breakfast this morning.
I'm sorry, Anna.
How are you?
I'm fine. I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night and I ate eggs and bread with my parents this morning.
Good for you, Pete. Good for you.
Then, finally, take a shower, brush, teeth, get dressed, comb. Listen to what Jane did this morning.
I got up at 7:30 this morning. Then I took a shower and washed my hair. After that, I brushed my teeth. After that, I got dressed and combed my hair. Next, I put on some makeup. Then I ate breakfast. Finally, I went to work.
Listen and repeat. Speak, spoke, sleep, slept, read, read, write, wrote, send, sent, see, saw, where, wore.
by
bought fit give sew.
Listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Sarah. What did you do yesterday?
Hi, Jane. I went shopping yesterday.
What did you buy?
I bought some jeans at the market, but they didn't fit me.
So what did you do?
I gave the jeans to my sister.
Jewelry. Ring. Earring. Necklace. Bracelet. Watch. Listen to the dialogue.
That's a nice watch, Anna. Where did you buy it?
I didn't buy it. My mother gave it to me for my birthday.
Did she give you your earrings too?
Yes, she did. And she gave me this bracelet and this necklace.
Did I give you anything for your birthday?
Yes, you gave me an old CD. Thanks, Pete.
That's okay.
Could. Musical instrument. Guitar. Piano. Drums. Violin. Anything. Listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Danny, can you play any musical instruments?
No, I can't. I could play the drums and the piano when I was a child, but I can't play anything now. How about you, Jane?
Yes, I can play the violin now. I could play the guitar when I was a child, but not now.
Review. Answer these questions. How many hours did you sleep last night? What time did you get up this morning? What did you do after you got up this morning? What time did you eat breakfast this morning? What did you wear yesterday? Where did you buy your shoes? What jewelry are you wearing now? Dictation 3. Jane got up early this morning. Then she took a shower and washed her hair. After that, she brushed her teeth and got dressed. Then she went to work. She ate eggs for breakfast this morning. What did you eat for dinner last night? I ate meat and vegetables. I wrote some emails yesterday. I came to class early yesterday. I bought a new necklace yesterday. I wore my new bracelet last night. Who gave you that ring? My husband gave this ring to me. Section 4. Party. Busy. Free. Great. Listen to the dialogue. Jane, tomorrow is my birthday.
Really? Are you having a party, Andy?
Yes, but the party is next Saturday. Can you come?
What is next Saturday's date?
It's December 12th.
Oh, I'm busy in the morning on December 12th. What time is the party?
It starts at 7 p.m.
Okay, I can come. I'm free that evening.
Great! The present continuous tense is often used to talk about the future. Go out. Stay home. Gym. Library. Swimming pool. Pub. Go shopping. Shopping mall. Listen to the dialogue.
What are you doing tonight, Jane?
I'm staying home tonight. What are you doing?
I'm going out to the pub with my friends.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm sleeping tomorrow. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to the library, and then I'm going swimming. After that, I'm going shopping at the shopping mall.
Visit. Grandparents. Listen to the dialogue.
Are you going out this weekend?
No, I'm staying home. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to the countryside.
Really?
Yes, I'm visiting my grandparents.
Review. Answer the questions. What are you doing tonight? Are you cooking dinner tonight? What are you eating for dinner tonight? What do you want to do tonight? Do you need to get up early tomorrow? Dictation 4. What are you doing tonight? I'm watching TV tonight. Is he going to the library on Saturday? Yes, he is. She's going to the swimming pool next week. She goes to the swimming pool twice a week. I went to the library last Sunday. Are you going on vacation this year? No, I'm not going on vacation because I'm very busy. I want to go on holiday next summer. Section 5. Hotel. Travel. Plane. You can also use going to talk about the future. Listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Anna. Are you going to go on vacation this year?
Yes. My family and I are going to go to the beach this summer.
Great. Where are you going to stay?
We're going to stay in a hotel.
How are you going to travel there?
We're going to go there by plane. How about you, Pete?
I'm going to go hiking in the mountains with my brother in August.
You can use will with be and when you are not sure about your plans. Maybe, probably, sure, beer, still, until. Listen to the dialogue.
What are you doing tonight, Jane?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'll stay home, or maybe I'll go out. What are you doing tonight, Danny?
I'm going to the pub.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
What are you going to drink?
I'll probably drink beer.
Will you still be in the pub at 11 o'clock?
No, I'll probably stay in the pub until 10 o'clock and then go home.
Review. Answer these questions.
Are you going to stay home tonight? What are you going to do tomorrow? Are you going to go on vacation this year? What are you going to do there? Will you still be in this city next year? Dictation 5. I'm not going to do anything tonight. We are going to study English tomorrow. Are you going on vacation this year? Yes, I'm going to go on vacation to Japan this summer. What are you going to do this weekend? I'm going to go shopping on Saturday. I'll probably stay home on Sunday. I think I will visit my grandparents next month. She won't still be here in 1 hour. Section 6. What's the matter? Sick. Near. The nearest. Street. Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Danny. What's the matter?
I'm sick.
You don't look too good.
Where is the nearest hospital?
It's on Cross Street, near the cinema.
I don't have a car.
I can take you there.
Map. Fire station. Theatre. Museum. Stadium. Airport. Shopping mall. Police station. Park. Zoo. Train station. Across from. Opposite. Next to. Corner. Look at the map on page 40.
Which street is the theatre on?
The theatre is on Main Street.
Is the museum opposite the police station?
Yes, the museum is opposite the police station.
Which street are the museum and the police station on?
The museum and the police station are on Old Street.
Where is the fire station?
The fire station is on Main Street.
Which street is the zoo on?
The zoo is on Park Street.
What is across from the zoo?
The park is across from the zoo.
Is the stadium on Main Street?
No, the stadium is not on Main Street.
Is the shopping mall on the corner of Main Street and Station Road?
Yes, the shopping mall is on the corner of Main Street and Station Road.
What is on the corner of Park Street and Main Street?
The park is on the corner of Park Street and Main Street.
Where is the train station?
The train station is on Station Road.
Answer these questions. Is there a cinema near here? Where is the nearest fire station? Is the stadium far from the airport? Is there a park near here? Where is the nearest theatre? Where is the nearest hospital? Listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Tim, do you live near here?
No, Pierre, I don't live near here. I live far from here.
Do you live near the airport?
No, I don't live near the airport. I live near the train station. Where do you live, Pierre?
I live next to the theatre on Cross Street. Look at the map on page 40.
Now, listen to Pete and Anna.
How do I get to the airport from the cinema?
You need to go up Cross Street and then turn left onto Main Street. Go past the fire station, then turn left onto Airport Road. The airport is on the right.
How do I find the stadium? I'm at the museum.
Go down Old Street, then turn right onto Stadium Road. The stadium is on the right.
How do I get to the park from the train station?
Go up Station Road and then turn left onto Main Street. Then turn right onto Park Street and the park is on the left.
How do I find the zoo from the theatre?
Go down Main Street until the corner of Park Street and Main Street. Then turn right and go up Park Street. The zoo is on the right, across from the park.
North, south, east, west. Look at the map of Asia on page 45. Now answer these questions. Is China north of Vietnam? Is Mongolia north of China? Is Japan east of China? Is Europe west of Asia? Is Thailand west of Vietnam? Review. Answer the questions. Where is the nearest police station? How far is the airport from here? Do you live near the train station? How do I get to the fire station from here? Dictation 6. Where is the nearest hospital? It's on Cross Street. Is the theatre near the cinema? No. The cinema is far from the theatre. Is the train station near the airport? No, it's not. The airport is on Airport Road. How do I get to the zoo from here? Go up Park Street and it's on the left. I live the farthest from the school. She lives the nearest to the school. Russia is north of Mongolia. China is south of Mongolia.